That's right, en direct avec Doc Olivier. C'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Eh bien, bonsoir tout le monde, bonsoir, c'est de nouveau le Doc. Nous sommes en direct ce soir dans un interview très très spécial, puisque mon invité qui vient de se connecter, et je le vois, Eric Modine est avec nous depuis la Suède, il fait froid en Suède, mais on va tout de suite discuter avec lui de ce nouvel album de Wildness qui vient de sortir. Voilà, en direct depuis la Suède, Eric Modine, le batteur et créateur, of course, de Wildness. Hi, Eric. Nice to
Hello.
Meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Fine, and you? So, first of all, thank you to join me. Of course, yes. I have to speak in English and French because I have to translate with a listener who is in France. So, first of all...
No problem.
You speak French, maybe, no?
I used to read French in school, as a matter of fact. So I can actually say one thing to your viewers here. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Bonsoir, France. Je m'appelle Eric Modine et je joue de la batterie dans le groupe suédois Wildness. Notre nouvel album s'appelle Ultimate Demise et maintenant disponible. I don't know how that went, but I did my best.
Congratulations. Maybe I have some, I just have some words in Swedish. I would like to say, tack.
Yeah,
tack. Merci. Tack. Je vais juste remercier déjà Eric, il a fait un petit effort, il vous a présenté son groupe et ce qu'il est, le batteur du groupe, donc en français, c'est génial. Et puis on va découvrir donc ce Wildness, puisque l'album est sorti, comme il le dit, le 30 octobre, on va en parler, hein. Il s'appelle Ultimate Demise. Voilà, c'est un super bon album, d'ailleurs on va le découvrir. So, first of all, Eric, the album came now since 1 month. I would like to say just a few words about that, just before we speak about Wildness in general. So, just after 1 month of this new release, what is the feedback from the listener?
The feedback has been truly amazing, actually. We didn't really expect to get this much positive reactions from fans and listeners and new listeners and people. The reviews has been great, and we're so grateful, really. So it really feels like a good achievement.
Ok, donc la première question c'était, l'album est sorti il y a un peu plus d'un mois, donc quels ont été les premiers retours des personnes qui l'ont écouté? En tout cas, il est très content parce qu'ils ont dit que c'était quand même une belle preuve de du temps qu'ils ont passé pour refaire l'album, et puis là il sort un nouveau chanteur, donc voilà, donc ils sont très 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 contents, et on voit Eric qui est très content de cet album. So I see on your face, that with your smile, that you are very happy with this new release. So first of all, of course, it's the best one, just after three years after the first release, in fact. So that's totally crazy. We have to wait 3 years to listen a new Wildness. So so what happened? I would like to say 3 years for a new one. So I know that you lost your singers just before we start the creation of the new one, but 3 years is very long, no?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just like you said, it's exactly 3 years since the release of the first album, and during 2018 we were doing a lot of gigs in Sweden and outside of Sweden and stuff like that. So we were constantly busy from time to time during the whole year, and then in early 2019 we started to prepare for the second album and choose which songs we wanted to use and finish new songs, do new demos, pre-productions and stuff like that. So that's what kept us busy during the first half of 2019, and during the summer we started to record the album.
Oui, donc comme je le disais, hein, l'album, ils ont mis 3 ans pour sortir un nouvel album. Bah, comme il le dit, il y a eu un petit trou entre 2017 et 2020, bah, tout simplement parce que dans un premier temps, ils ont beaucoup joué, ils ont beaucoup tourné en Suède et puis en dehors de la Suède. Et puis entre deux, bah, ils ont perdu leur chanteur qui était Gabriel Lindmark, qui a quitté le groupe en fin 2018. Donc le temps de recruter un nouveau chanteur et puis bien sûr bah, de refaire des nouvelles chansons, de faire des démos, ça prend du temps. Et puis l'album est sorti donc le 30 octobre. Il est sorti le 30 octobre 2020 et ça fait tout juste 3 ans. Eric, I would like to say the band record their first songs in 2016 and 17 with mastered by you. It's September 15 and January 56. It's the two first song with a single called Collide and Turning the Pages. This is the two songs that are here at the beginning of Wellness. So it's a long time ago. 5 years ago, yeah. I listened to these two songs. So, what was the impact for the other songs created by you during these 5 years? Because you start only by the self-produce for these two singles, and we create two CD. So what is this? What is the impact of these two first song to the listener?
You mean the two first singles that we released?
Yes.
I would say like that. We actually formed the band in 2014. So it was like 2013 or somewhere around that. I was thinking about doing some kind of studio project, and then after time when we got Gabriel on lead vocals and we had both guitar players, when we got together, we just felt that okay, this feels like a real band. We get along great, and it felt good to just jam the songs together. So we thought, oh, let's have a band then. Then it took like 1 year before we came through and recorded anything for real. We were just jamming and sending song ideas back and forth. So that was in September in 2015 when we released the first single, Collide, which was more or less of a demo, really. Which was produced and recorded and mixed by ourselves. I don't know if it gained so much attention. I think a bit. And then when we released the second song, Turn the Pages, like 6 months later, it was after that we got in contact with AOR Heaven, who approached us and offered us a record deal for our first album.
Eh ben, je lui posais la question, quel a été l'impact des deux premiers titres qu'ils ont créés, parce qu'ils ont créé Collide et Turn the Page. Et puis, effectivement, ces deux premiers morceaux sont sortis, ces deux démos. En fait, c'est les deux premières fois que j'ai entendu Wildness, moi, pour ma part. Et puis, je lui demandais quel a été l'impact pour la suite. Et ben, comme il le dit, on a fait ces démos et puis on a avancé dans le temps. Et puis c'est quand même des très bonnes chansons qui ont lancé la suite de Wildness, hein, puisqu'il y a deux périodes, et vous allez voir avec Eric, on va en discuter. Eric, just one thing, so we have one guy who is called Iron Priest, so maybe this is maybe 50% of Iron Maiden and 50% of Judas Priest, maybe.
Yeah.
You said enjoy, guys. So
cool.
So this is one of my friend, I think, in France, who said hello. So don't hesitate, everybody who is on the line, to see this interview. You can put some comment on Facebook, and we can share with Eric, and maybe Eric can reply if it's a good question, because sometimes it's not a good question, so I don't share anything. So Eric, as you said a few minutes, you release the first CD with your first singer, with Gabriel Lindmark. Of course, Gabriel left the band just before we released the second one. And now we have a new singer who is called Eric Forsberg. We've played in Blazerstone with another good band. When you recruit Eric Forsberg at the post of the new singer, do you think it's he make a new rhythm and new energy on the band to create this new one we call Ultimate Demise?
Yes. Well, you know, it's always a challenge to replace a band member, because every band member is as important as the whole band itself, and especially when it comes to singer, because the singer is very, very responsible for, you know, the whole picture, the whole sound of the band and everything. When we got together with Eric, it was clear from a very, very early stage that he was the right guy, because we had similar influences, we had the similar views on what we wanted to do with the band and sound wise and everything like that. And he's got a very powerful and cool voice. It's kind of different to the voice that Gabriel has. But he managed to do our old songs at least as good. So we all felt from the beginning that it was a good, very, very good match.
Ok, so, donc la question c'était la suivante, hein, tout simplement. Quand Gabriel Lindmark a quitté le groupe, ils ont recruté donc Eric Forsberg, qui est le nouveau chanteur, qui jouait dans Blazerstone avant. Et puis je disais, est-ce que ça, l'arrivée d'un nouveau membre, ben, ça a remis un peu de rythme, d'énergie dans le groupe? Il dit bah oui, parce que pour le coup, l'idée c'est quand même que derrière, quand on remplace un membre qui était là d'origine, c'est toujours compliqué et passer derrière. Et puis on a créé des titres et ainsi de suite. Et donc on s'est fait très plaisir. Eric, one question. Maybe I have some question about this new release, Ultimate Demise, because it is one of my favorite CD since several weeks now. One of my favorite tracks is Cold Words, mid-temple piece with easy to remember, I would like to say, because this is a song I think created for the live show. So for sure, this song will be part of the live set list in 2021, because I think it's very easy to sing with you this song.
Yeah. Of course, it will be included in a live set. We have rehearsed now during the fall, and we were hoping to be able to do a live show here in Stockholm at the end of this year, in case the pandemic would allow us, but now clearly it won't. So we have to be patient and see whenever we can do it. So we just have to wait. But Cold Words definitely gonna be included in a live set.
No, yes,
no, I love this one. Yeah, thank you very much.
Comme je l'ai dit, l'album, écoutez, il fait 11 titres. On va en parler juste avant, mais c'est vraiment, il y a des très bonnes chansons. Et puis, notamment, il y a Cold Words. Cold Words, c'est vraiment une chanson. Elle est bonne, elle est musclée. Il y a du rythme. Et puis, en fait, il y a un refrain. Il y a un super refrain, Cold World. Enfin, voilà, ça fait un peu les chansons qu'on a envie d'entendre sur scène, et puis ça donne envie. So I think this is the same approach with Burning It Down. I think Cold World and Burning It Down are two songs created directly for the live show, for sure.
Yeah, we have rehearsed both, so they will be included live. So
comme je disais. Yes, I have the set list, so maybe I can sing with you.
Yeah, of course. I can tell you one thing about Cold Words. It was the very first song I wrote that was written from a sci-fi perspective when it comes to the lyrics, because the song itself, it's about some kind of alien invasion that takes place in some kind of fantasy comic book world, you know, where the aliens hack the radio frequency and just sends out their message to the humans, we're coming to get you, through the radio. So they're all sitting Friday morning eating breakfast, and then on the radio, and then just bang, it's all gone.
Ah bah, comme so il le dit, il y a deux chansons qui sont dans ce type-là, donc le Cold Words et le Burning Down. Et Don, il donne la petite histoire de Cold Words. Donc en fait, il l'écoute et puis le vendredi, il met ça dans le CD. Et puis voilà, c'est parti. Et puis comme il le dit, c'est vraiment des chansons qui sont hyper faciles et hyper abordables et qu'on retrouvera donc sur scène. Et donc c'est comme les aliens. Il dit la chanson a été pensée comme les aliens. Voilà, c'est quand même du très bon. Another thing about your new release, Eric, at the beginning of the of this album, we have two songs, Call of the Wild and Die Young, with I would like to say a magnificent choice between these two songs, because Call of the Wild is very it's an intro without any lyrics, and we just turn to Die Young with a even an die young. Yeah. So what we chose to start first of all only with a songs only an instrumental song without any lyrics, a turn to Die Young. We create this choice during the creation and the mix of the new CD.
Well, we have been we have been labeled as you know, a melodic rock AOR band, which is totally legit, because that's the sound we're aiming for, of course. But we also have these this classical hard rock heavy metal roots, so we wanted to show a different side of the band from this perspective by opening the album with a more up tempo hard rocking song, just kick it off, we can make comparisons to a similar favorite album to a lot of members in the band, which is Hold the Diver by Dio, which starts out with Stand Up and Shout. It's an up tempo pumping fast song, when it comes to the intro song Call of the Wild, we wanted to have some kind of epic ambient instrumental song that we could use live as an introduction track, but the point is that those two are connected to each other, like the Hellion to Electric Eye with Judas Priest, or Anarchy X to Revolution Calling with the Queensrÿche. Those two songs has been quite big influences on Call of the Wild, the intro track. So that was the main purpose with those two songs. And the song Die Young itself, it's a homage to a close friend of the band who sadly passed away 5 years ago. And okay. And usually when you want to share someone's memory by a song, it's usually ballads where you're expressing your grief and stuff like that. But he was an energetic, hard hitting, funny guy. Who was very, very much into hard rock and heavy metal and up tempo and the melodic and the heavy stuff. So I felt that he deserves a song like that instead of a ballad. So I decided to dedicate the song to him.
Okay. So I have to translate now. Comme il le dit, en fait, pour ceux qui ont écouté l'album, hein, le début commence par Call of the Wild, qui est un morceau très sympa et qui est uniquement musical. Et puis ça part tout de suite sur Die Young, qui est dédié à un de leurs amis qui les a quittés il y a 5 ans. Donc il dit que ça fait un peu partie de ces morceaux-là, comme la partie Judas Priest, comme la partie Queensrÿche à l'époque, où ces morceaux-là les ont marqués. Et puis ils se sont dit, ça serait une bonne idée de rendre hommage à notre ami qui nous a quittés en mettant ce morceau comme ça. Donc c'était l'idée du départ, donc un morceau d'intro très sympathique, et puis juste derrière Die Young. Voilà. Eric, you compose a lot for Wilderness, so will there be more work together with the band for the new record? Because I know that you are the main man of the band, so do you think with the other member for the next release, we work more together?
Yeah, hopefully. me and one of the guitar players, Adam, we've been writing a lot of new stuff lately. So we already have started to, try to compose stuff for the third album. And this time we want to leave leave very much room to our new singer, Eric, also to, you know, take care of the lyrics and the vocal melodies and stuff like that. So we'll see what kind of songwriter collaborations we'll do on the next album. It's exciting. We'll see about it.
Bah, comme il l'a dit, alors je disais, comme il compose beaucoup, Eric, hein, c'est celui qui est le batteur, il a beaucoup d'idées. Est-ce que pour le prochain, ils vont plus travailler ensemble? Bah, il a dit oui, on travaille beaucoup avec le guitariste, on a commencé à faire des nouveaux titres, le nouveau chanteur aussi participe beaucoup. Et puis l'idée, bah, c'est que derrière, bah, pour le troisième album, ça soit dans les tuyaux. So Eric, I hope we don't wait more 3 years for the new release. Hein.
I know. Hopefully not.
Bah, comme je lui demande, j'espère qu'on attendra pas 3 ans de plus. Et il dit non, j'espère pas non plus. Eric, one question about your label, Our Even. You are distributed by Our Even, of course, with George and Birgit, with some wonderful persons. What is the impact of this release through Our Even? You find as the best label to help you to progress and to have more listener, in fact?
Yeah, of course. I think we have gained a good reputation from the label, and also good press and stuff like that. We've been featured in Sweden Rock Magazine here in Sweden, which is the biggest rock magazine.
I know.
Only that was a dream come true, being featured there twice. We're happy. We're working with these guys.
Ouais, comme je disais, donc ils sont sur le label Our Even avec George Siegel et Anne Birgit, notamment Schwenkel, qui est le contact avec qui nous travaillons beaucoup. Et je lui demandais quel était l'impact de Our Even. Il dit qu'il est très content parce que c'est un label qui a bonne presse en Suède et qui leur permet de progresser et de voir des choses différentes et d'avancer à travers cette new release. Eric, one thing about the Sweden, of course, and Sweden Rock Magazine and Sweden Rock Festival. I'm a large fan of the Sweden Rock Festival because each year by year I came in your wonderful country to see a lot of concerts at the Sweden Rock Festival. This is since 15 years that I came to see a lot of things. So maybe one time, maybe I see Wildness on the Sweden Rock Festival.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, that is a dream come true if that ever happens. Also, of course. So let's keep fingers crossed for that one.
Ah bah, comme je vous disais, moi je suis, bon, vous le savez tous, hein, ceux qui m'écoutent savent que je suis un fan de la Suède et que j'adore la Suède et notamment le Sweden Rock. Hein, voilà, ça se trouve à Norgeux, à côté de Sölvesborg. Voilà, il y a plein de trucs très sympas. Et puis bah, je lui demandais, est-ce qu'un jour on verra Wildness sur place? Bah oui, il croise les doigts et il espère qu'effectivement on aura Wildness à l'affiche du Sweden Rock Festival. Peut-être le 2021 ou le 2022. Eric, for the next question, I think it's a question regarding the lockdown. During the lockdown period, you did a cover of Gary Moore, Out in a Field. Video, it's totally available on YouTube. You can see the band play Out in a Field. Why is this choice? Because I love the song. Why you chose this cover? And why we release a quick video about this release?
Well, it was mainly to present our new lineup and show the world our new singer. And since we didn't have any original material done at that point, not 100% done, because all the original material was about to be released for on the album. So we simply decided to do something to give the world, to give them a chance to see our new lineup, to hear Eric's voice and stuff like that. So it was mainly just for fun, both for us and both for the fans. And the choice of the song, it was simply because Out in the Fields it's an old favorite song for a lot of us in the band.
Okay, bah voilà, donc pendant le lockdown, ils ont présenté le nouveau groupe. Et comment faire pour présenter le nouveau groupe? Eh ben, ils ont joué une reprise de Gary Moore, donc le Out in a Field, hein, qui est une des très belles chansons de Gary Moore. Et puis, bah, ça a été l'occasion de présenter, de chanter, se faire plaisir, de faire une vidéo, de présenter tout le monde, et puis de dire, bah voilà, on est au travail, on y va et on continue. Eric, I think it's a good idea to to create this cover because it's one of my favorite songs of Gary Moore. We had a lot of big songs from Gary Moore, but this one is totally on the energy of Gary Moore. So thank you so much for that.
thank you.
And I hope everybody around the band found this I would like to say magnifique cover, some good vibe from Wildness. Donc je disais que c'était vraiment un bon choix et puis c'était vraiment très 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 cool de voir tout le monde autour de ce titre. Eric, what is the next step for Wildness now? 2020 must be ending. You have, I hope, one concert at the end of this year. But what is the planning for 2021? Do you plan some gigs if we have the possibility to see some gigs, or maybe we work only on the new release? And we wait to come back on 2022 to the live session and something like that.
Well, the world is pretty much what it is right now, so it's pretty hard to predict what's going to happen in 2, 3, 5, 6 months. But we have one gig that is scheduled, and that is on Wildfest in Belgium in May. Yeah, so we'll see about that. We really, really hope that we will be able to do that one. So let's just hope for the best. Besides that, we're looking at all possibilities to schedule live shows during 2021. So we'll see about that. We don't know anything yet, but we're working hard to make everything happen. And besides that, we have some other cool plans as well. And we're going to reveal them around early 2021. So, and also we also have our web shop coming up shortly, where people will be able to get their own signed copy of Ultimate Demise on CD, along with some other cool stuff. So we're gonna open that web shop pretty soon. It's close.
Ok, bah donc il le dit, hein, il y a pour l'instant, bah comme un peu partout dans le monde, hein, c'est un peu voilà le flux artistique. On sait pas trop ce qu'on va faire. Donc pour l'instant, il y a une seule date qui est prévue, celle du Wildfest en Belgique. Hein, normalement, on y sera. Et puis bah, ils vont ouvrir donc un web shop et puis vous pouvez le voir. Donc comme il nous montre Eric, on peut commander l'album directement sur ce site et puis album dédicacé without all the signers on it. et voilà. Bah de toute façon, on partagera l'adresse quand c'est fait. Do you sell some t-shirt and something like that with yes. the web shop? Where
this is yeah. Yes, the there will be T-shirt, and there will also be a vinyl wow. issue of Ultimate Demise. Okay. So we've placed our order to the printing plant. We don't know when it will be done because there's delays on the vinyl world right now because of the world.
Yeah,
is what it is right now. But as soon as possible. So we're gonna keep you guys updated for you who are interested in it. So, but there will be a vinyl.
Yeah, so that's cool. C'est, bah, comme il le dit, hein, donc dès que le webshop est ouvert, il y aura les CD, il y aura les vinyles, il y aura les t-shirts et il y aura un vinyle. Bien sûr, moi, il y a un petit problème sur le vinyle parce que c'est un peu plus long, mais on pourra acheter le vinyle. So as you know, Eric, my web radio located in Paris is called Vinyl Times. So yes. that's the vinyl who is on it.
Yes, so of course. So
as soon as possible, of course, when your webshop is open, I can buy one vinyl directly because if you see beside me, we have a lot of vinyls on my desk. So it's very important and cross finger for this vinyl because I think it's with this magnifique new release, you have another beautiful, I would like to say, vinyl with all the different things. Eric, thank you so much. I would like to say I'm give you your hands for the last words before we shut down this interview. First of all, thank you, Eric. I know that.
Thank you.
I know you take a time on Sunday. You have a big news maybe in few weeks with a new baby. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cross finger. I hope you have a second sound, and we without any issue. So cross finger for that. Yeah. Thank you very much to take a time.
And, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's been a big pleasure.
And the last word is for you.
Last one's for me. Well, thanks for having me. And wireless, we will get on the road as soon as this pandemic situation is over. And we're working hard to give you people some other stuff during this lockdown period. So stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook, Wireless Official, and also on Instagram, Wireless Official. And like I said, we have our web shop coming up soon. We're working on the final details. You can get your own copy signed by whole band of Ultimate Demise on CD. So it will soon be available on our web shop. So thanks a lot. Take care, guys. Stay safe.
Stay safe. This is the word, stay safe. And just before we leave, we have my gift at the end of this interview. This is a teaser, an outro of Wildness. You see the band, you see some music. And everybody, thank you so much. Eric, thank you so much. Don't hesitate speak about Wildness, where we are. This is a good one. So cross finger for the baby and speak to you soon.
Yes, thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.